I always feel that's an appropriate message as Tisha B'Av is leaving, is to talk about aspects of the Mitzapel Yeshua, of desiring and wanting the coming Mashiach. I think last year, a couple years ago, we spoke about the bracha that one would make on the coming of Mashiach, different aspects like that. So I want to talk about the issue of being Mitzapel Yeshua. The Gemara in Shabbos Af Lamed Aleph tells us that we're all going to have a quiz. We're all going to have a test at the end of the day before we go, before the Kisei HaKavod. One of the questions are, did you desire, did you wait for, did you look forward to the coming of Mashiach, and what did you do about it? And I want to talk tonight just specifically to that question, because we all want to be able to answer the question on the test correctly, right? You know what the questions of the test are going to be at the end of the day. When your time is up, we know what the questions are going to be. So it's appropriate to study what the answer is going to be. How can we make ourselves prepared that we can answer the question, we Mitzapel Yeshua? So we want to talk about being Mitzapel Yeshua within the context of tefillah. How is davening a vehicle and opportunity to be Mitzapel Yeshua, to await the coming of Mashiach, and to increase our hope and wanting for the end of days? So, in Pesukei Zimra we say, in Hodu Hashem Kiru B'Shmo, the Pasuk in Devarim, V'imro Hoshenu Lehei Yishenu, V'kabtzeinu Vatzeinu Min HaGoyim, that Hashem should bring us in from the Goyim, L'hodos L'Shem Kadshecha, L'shtabech B'silasach. We see from the Pasuk that there's a positive commandment, Midivrei Kabbalah, according to the Radak Achova, to daven every single day for the coming of Mashiach. Achova, Midivrei Kabbalah, from either the Nevi'im or from the rabbis, to daven every single day for the coming of Mashiach. And in Eicha, how many times in Eicha did we say last night, Chomos Bas Tzion Hodidi Kenachal Dima, I cry over Bas Tzion, Kumiron V'layla, I call before Hashem at night, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, Nochach Lifnei Hashem, Nasa Livavo El Kapayim, El Kel Bashamayim. So often we're davening with Hashem, please Hashem, let it end, the Mashiach should come. The Pasuk in Yeshaya famously says, Al Chomosayich Yerushalayim Hifkadetzi Shomrim Kol Yom V'Kol Alayla. We put by the walls of Yerushalayim guards, Lo Yechashu Maskir Mas Hashem Estimi Al Demi Lachem V'Al Tizni Demi Lo. Though we're not quiet, we beseech Hashem again. And the Meruadak and the Metzudas explain, it's referring to the Bnei Golos, that they should daven and implore Hashem to implant, to put us back in Eretz Yisrael. All throughout Tanakh and our tefillos, again, davening to Hashem. There's a beautiful medrash in Tehillim in Perek Yud Zayin. This is cited by the Rokeach in Hilchos Tefillah. The Shem Medrash says that Chazal implanted three tefillos, three davenings throughout the day for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. When we say, well, we only say this in our days on Yantif, Anarachim Barachamecha Rabbim Hashem Shechin Asfel Letzion, we say before Birchas Kohanim, the Medrash says we daven B'nei Yushalayim in our tefillah, and again in benching as well. And this is in fact cited LaHalacha. The Beis Yosef in benching in Simon Kuf Peches cites the Shiboli Aleket. Listen to this Beis Yosef. U'bishiboli Aleket Kosov Hatam Pireish Harav Binyamin Lafi Shetzrichim Anu Lahazkir Malchus Shemayim U'Malchus Beis Tavud U'Beis HaMikdash. We must mention in benching Malchus Shemayim, Malchus Beis Tavud and Beis HaMikdash. Because Chazal tell us, B'yom Shinachalik Malchus Beis Tavud Kofru B'Shlosh Shedvarim. On the day that the Malchus Beis Tavud was divided, they denied three things about Kadosh Baruch Hu. They denied the Beis HaMikdash, and they denied Malchus Beis David. Ve nigalin, we will not be redeemed. Ad she yisvedu v'yisbo b'shloshan, until we do tshuva for those three things. V'gam b'tfila, maskirin and tfila, we say, shloshtan, mishan, miftach, letzadikim, zu Malchus, shemayim, boni, Yerushalayim, zu Beis HaMikdash, and smichas keren Yeshua, this is the gula. How within our davening, our benching, Chazal weaved to make sure we're constantly thinking about Hashem, the gula, and the coming of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in fact, lists this in the 12th Iker of the principles of faith in the Ikari Emunah. We know that is that Mashiach is going to come, but the Rambam is very careful in his expression. The Rambam says, Ulahamin bigdulaso vehavaso, to believe in his greatness and to love, vahatfila alav. The Rambam says part of the 12th Iker is to daven for the coming of Mashiach. The Ramban has a parish in Yishayahu. We only have fragments of the parish in Yishayahu, but the Ramban writes in Perek Megimel that Bnei Yisrael are punished for only davening for their own merits. If you only get up in Shemone Esrei and you daven that this relative should be cured, and I should have parnasa in this, and I should have this success in this area and my children in this way, and you daven a whole Shemone Esrei, and you don't think for one moment about the coming of the Gula and asking Hashem for Mashiach and the Ketz HaYamim to arrive, says the Ramban, the Jewish people are punished for such a thing, for not davening. And he says, "Sheikaper al avon Yisrael v'yachish ketz gula." We should be careful. We should want the coming of the gula, ki Mashiach b'tshuva yavo miyad. If we all davened and we sincerely wanted it, says the Ramban, then the Mashiach would come immediately. The famous Gemara in Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, the idea of tzion hi v'doresh ein la. Is anybody being doresh tzion? Are we asking about? Are we caring? Are we looking after the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach? Really, a major source on this topic is the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim is about midos and improving oneself. What does that have to do with davening for Mashiach? So in the Perek Yud Test, the Perek of Chasidus, I want to read to you a powerful insight from the Mesillas Yesharim. Writes the Ramchal, V'yispalel tamid al gulasun shel Yisrael v'ashavti b'kvot shemayim la'alui. The person must constantly pray for the redemption of the Jewish people and the return of Kvod Shemaim to its exalted state. V'im yomer adam, and the person will say, Mi ani umani. Safun shispal al hagolus for Yerushalayim. Who am I? What's my importance that I should pray for the end of the Gullus and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim? Hamipnei tfilasi yiknosu hagolios v'sismas ha-Yeshua. Because of my davening that the Gullus is going to end and the Yeshua is going to arrive for the Jewish people? Tshuvaso b'tzedo, says Ramchal. The answer is right next to you. Ka'osish yishaninu, as it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, l'fichach niver adam yichidi. Man was created alone. Adam was not created with Chava. First was Adam, and then a break, and then Chava was created. Why was man created alone? K'dei shekol echad yomar b'shvili niver adam. That each person should say that the world was created for my sake. And it is indeed pleading to Hashem that his children should plead and pray for this thing. And even though Hashem may not fulfill our request right now, because the time has not arrived, for whatever reason, we have done our part, and Hashem is happy and makes Hashem happy when we daven for the coming of Mashiach. And it was in regard to the absence of shush tefillah that the Navi Yeshaya says, "Vayar ki einish v'ishtomeim ki ein mafkia," that there is no man, and he was astonished that there was no incessor, there was nobody coming in and helping out. V'amar v'abid v'ein ozer v'ishtomeim v'ein somech v'amar tzion hidorish v'ein la upirshu zechornam levracha. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, "Michlal deboy derisha Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and Mashiach require derisha." If we are not looking after, we do not care, we are not asking, we are not pounding on heaven's door, that we are not doing our job. We must do this. We are obligated. And we cannot exempt ourselves because perhaps we feel that we don't have the power to do it. Because it says in Perkei Avos and Perkei Beis, just because you feel that your Shemona Esrei is not enough to bring Mashiach, it doesn't matter. You still have to daven. And there's no end to what you can do in your own private tefillah. V'amar od hanavi, and the Navi Yeshaya says, "Ein minaha la mikol banim yalda, v'ein machzik b'yada mikol banim gidla. V'amar kol habaser chatzir, v'kol chasto ketzitz hasadeh." And goes on to give more examples. Upirshu zechron l'mavrach and Chazal say in the Zohar, "Shigol chesed she'osim la'atzmam heimosim, l'tovas nafsham lahanosam." And they explain that all kindness that they do for their own sake, for the good of their soul, and for its benefit. L'tovas nafshel nosam ve'einam mitzkavnim l'kavana shlema hazos v'lo mevakshim al ilo ha'kavod gulasam sheyisrael. That these people did not ask Hashem for the geula for Klal Yisrael and the kavod shemayim. She'yev shal l'kavod ha'elyon l'israbos ela begulasam sheyisrael v'ribu kvodom. If you want to bring kvod shemayim and you want a complete kvod shemayim, says the Ramchal, it needs to come through the geula of Klal Yisrael and kavod Hashem. Shizatoli b'zeh be'emes. Because it only depends on this. The covenant of Shemayim depends on the coming of Mashiach. Ukmo Sha'amar Batana de Belio, Umisaneach al Kvod Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Al Kvod Shal Yisrael. That a person grieves over the honor of Hashem and over the honor of Israel. Says the Ramchal, no one should ever say for a moment or ever think that my davening, my tefillah, is not important in the bringing of Mashiach. There's a beautiful comment of the Mor Meshemesh in Sefer Devarim. It's the pasuk says, "Lo sichrosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav." You should not plow. You should not do charisha with a donkey and an ox together. So says the Mor Meshemesh. The donkey represents Mashiach ben David, who we know will come on a donkey. And the shore, the ox, represents Yosef. Yosef is compared to the ox. And says the Mor Meshemesh, that represents Mashiach ben Yosef. Lo sachrosh, the lashon charisha. Don't be quiet, says the Mor Meshemesh. Don't ever silence your tefillos for the coming of Mashiach ben Yosef or the coming of Mashiach ben David. Because every single tefillah is necessary and demanded in order for Mashiach to come. How many tefillos in davening talk about the Gula? How many times could we be mitzapel Gula if we just thought about it for a moment? We say in Yotzei Or Chadash El Tzion Toyer, in Ava Rabba Basoli Chinu Kamiusle Artzenu. How many times in Shmona Esrei? Umevi Goliv Nevinehem, Mechai Meisim Ata Rav Loshia, Vegaal Negaula Shlema, Tekaba Shofar, Hashiva Shoftenu, Liushalayim Ircha. Over and over and over again, as Samach David, v'hashiv es havod l'tzion, v'esov kilosein l'chatzos kodshach, we say in modim d'rabbanan. Again and again, countless times in davening, we have opportunities to be mitzapel Yeshua. Just requires a bit of focus, a bit of concentration, a bit of knowledge and awareness before we stepped up to the plate. We say in Bruch Shmei, Purkan Yemincha Achsei Lamach Beveis Mikdashacha, we should be redeemed to the Beis HaMikdash, V'segalev V'seremach L'solein B'zman Karov. We say, Yihiratzon L'chonein Espeis Chayin L'hashiv Eshchinaso, Shenishma B'nispaster B'soros Tovus V'yikabit Tzadchein. What do you think we're talking about when the Chazan's saying that and we're checking our phones during davening? The Chazan is being mitzapel Yeshua for us. We have to pay attention. Uvalet Zion Goel, V'nizke V'nichel L'shnei Yamos HaMashiach, again and again in davening and benching rachem over and over again, all of these things. How careful we have to be not only in our davening but also to answer amen. When we hear people saying these brachos, to think, when I answer amen, I'm fulfilling the inyan of being mitzapel Yeshua. I can tell Hashem, yes, I was mitzapel Yeshua. I desired the coming of Mashiach in my davening, in my brachos, and when I answered amen. Too often we spend too many distractions during davening that take us away from this ability to be mitzapel Yeshua. I know there are people who use their phones during davening. Instead of using your phone to do something we shouldn't be doing during davening, make a list before davening of things to daven over, why you want Mashiach to come. There's such tzaros in the world this week alone. I think I got over just Tisha B'Av 4 or 5 death notices in different communities of people passing away at different stages of life. There's terrible tzaros, there's difficulties all over. Everyone has a reason to daven for the coming of Mashiach. Everyone has a reason to want the Gula to come as quickly as possible. Don't squander the opportunity in tefillah. Don't squander it by looking at your phone and wasting time. We have energy for so many silly things, but we don't have enough energy to put it into davening to ask Hashem for the coming of Mashiach. I'll only mention this because it was on my mind today, and it was something that irritated me a bit. We have so much energy for silly things and enough energy to daven for Mashiach. I saw that there were emails that were sent around to the VAD and complaints, complaining that the VAD in the 5 towns closed the stores until Chatzos. Such a chutzpah to complain and to send emails to the Rabbanim and to the VAD. They call the VAD a mafia, that they close down the stores. Of course the stores should be closed on Tisha B'Av, before Chatzos. What? We should not show the rest of the world that today is a day of mourning and our stores aren't open. We should schlep out the guy from Gourmet Glatt to come give you some yogurt and a side of roast beef, and he shouldn't be able to go to Kinos because the person has to shop in the morning. A chutzpah. I saw these emails. I was nauseated that people could go and make such complaints that the stores weren't open on Tisha B'Av morning. I assume it is nobody present in this room. Because it's not possible that a person could daven in a way and want the coming of Mashiach and write and complain about such a thing. It's not possible there could be such an individual who complains that they couldn't go shopping in the morning on Tisha B'Av and they also daven for the coming of Mashiach. There cannot be such an individual who could exist in both worlds. But this is what we have. We have such a waste of time and such a waste of our efforts and energy to go complain about silly things, and then we want to know why Mashiach isn't coming, and we haven't done enough in our davening and our tefillos. We have to focus our energy on what's important in our davening for the coming of Mashiach and those things that matter at the end of the day. So with all this in mind, with all this background, the importance of davening for Mashiach and the Gula, I want to ask a kasha on a very difficult Rashi. There's a famous Gemara at the end of Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos Kuf Yud Aleph is talking about the famous Shalosh Shvos, the three oaths. Whether the Gemara is halachic or agadic, for whatever reason, this is the sheet of the Satma Rav, that Mashiach, we can't have a state of Israel, because there are three oaths that were made in Shir HaShirim, that we made an oath, that we would not go aluka chalma, we would not push Hashem to bring the Mashiach and go to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Goyim made an oath that they would not oppress us too much in Galus. I think they violated their end of the deal. And then Hashem would promise he would bring the Mashiach at the end of the day. So there's a lot of discussion about the three oaths and the different shitas involved. But I don't really care about that discussion. What I do care about is a Rashi. Rashi says on the Gemara that we have, B'shelo yirachaku esakeis. Hashem, we should not push off, be merachek, push off the coming of Mashiach. So Rashi says, Ba'avonam, with our sins, we promise, we'll do our best, that we will not push off the coming of Mashiach with our averus and our misdeeds. And then Rashi says, I have another girsa. Shelo yidachaku, erase the resh and put in a dalet. We will not be dochek. We will not push. Garsid on lashon dochek. Shelo yirbu betachnunim al kach yoser midai. Says Rashi, we will not increase our tefillos about the coming of Mashiach more than is necessary. What a Rashi! I just spent the last 20 minutes telling you the importance of Gula and davening for Mashiach and Tfilos, how every single step in davening in the Shemona Esrei, Psukah de Zimra, and the end of davening Aleinu is about davening for the coming of Mashiach. And Rashi says, we should not be dochek as akates, we should not push for the coming of Mashiach with our Tfilos. What is with this Rashi? This is a very, very difficult Rashi. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi say? Rashi daven just like you and me. Rashi said the same tefillos that we said. Nothing is different than what I said between Rashi Siddur. We have Rashi Siddur. It's all the same. So what is Rashi talking about? We cannot be dochek for the coming of Mashiach with too many tachnunim, too many tefillos. What's going on over here? A very, very difficult and confusing Rashi. So how do we explain this? So I want to bring out two or three explanations that highlight the role of tefillah in this regard specifically. The first is a comment of the Maharal. The Maharal writes in the Be'er Hagolah in Be'er Zion. He says that it's proper to daven that the Malchus Yisrael should return. We should always daven for Malchus Beis David and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach, 100%. However, the Maharal then says, however, one should not daven that the current non-Jewish kingdoms, that the Goyim, should be uprooted, because one should not be bevatel the gzeira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made a gzeira that this one should be the king, this one should be the president, this one should be the leader. And if you come and are now asking for the Mashiach, and you're going to say, oh, but I don't want this one to be the head of the government. The Maharal is talking in a time, you know, when the Muslims, the Ottomans, were running Eretz Yisrael. He says, you shouldn't daven that Hashem should remove the Malchus. Rather, you should daven that Hashem should bring our Malchus, Malchus based on it. How could it be both? Asks Rabbi Yeshua Hartman in his notes on the Maharal. I don't understand. If I ask Hashem for Malchus Beis David, does that not imply that I am asking as well for the downfall of the enemy government in Eretz Yisrael? Does that not go hand in hand? How could I have one without the other? So Rav Hartman explains as follows. He says that Chazal were metaken tefilos in the proper way. And he says, even though technically you can't have one without the other, that's not your job to decide what to do. Hashem's shita is that I don't want to remove a malchus, a kingship, a government, until it's time for that government to be removed. But I'm supposed to daven for the coming of Mashiach and malchus based David. So says Rav Hartman, you do your job. You daven that there should be Mashiach and Geula and malchus based David in the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever Hashem's cheshbon is in running the world, that's Hashem's fault. That's in Hashem's court to decide what to do. It's not a stira. I have to do what I have to do. My job is to daven for Mashiach. My job is to daven for the right things. Hashem is going to have trouble with it. So Hashem will figure it out. He's a smart guy. He can figure out what to do at the end of the day. So perhaps with this idea of Rav Hartman and the Maharal, we can say that whatever Rashi perhaps is objecting to the fact that we're going to remove the Malchus before it's too long, that's Hashem's problem. Our problem is to daven. Whatever Hashem wants to do regarding the coming of Mashiach, so that's up to him to decide at the end of the day. Perhaps the most popular answer regarding this question is given by the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, the Yismach Moshe in his Parash on Shir HaShirim, and I saw Rav Tzedek HaKohen in the Pri Tzadik in this week's Parsha, Parshas Haschana. They all give the same answer. They say the same idea. He says, regular people like you and me, we can daven for the coming of Mashiach without any issues. The problem that Rashi has with people davening for the coming of Mashiach are people who have the ability to change the situation right now and to bring Mashiach before he's supposed to come, before the designated time. There are certain people, there are certain personalities in Jewish history who if they got up to the Amud right now in the right circumstances, they would end it right now, Mashiach would be here. And Hashem does not feel it's the proper time. And those people should not push the coming of Mashiach in their tefillos. But you and me, who are not on such a level, I mean, maybe you, I'll just talk about me, who I'm not on such a level, so I can't do such a thing. So it's okay for me to go and daven for the coming of Mashiach because that makes such a big deal. And they give two examples. I'll just give the more esoteric one that nobody knows about first. And that is that in the 15th century, in the 16th century, there was a Mekubal whose name was Rav Yosef Di Lorena. And he used some sort of Kabbalah masses, some sort of practical Kabbalah. The legend is not entirely clear. He tried to do something to bring the coming of Mashiach, and then really bad stuff happened. So the Chassam Sofer writes about him a little bit. So somebody like that who's going to use Kabbalistic things in order to push the coming of Mashiach, that's one thing we don't talk about, and that's not okay. The more relevant thing, the Gemara that perhaps we're familiar with, is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara tells the following story. Eliyahu HaNavi was often found in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And one day it was Rosh Chodesh, and Eliyahu HaNavi was delayed to coming to the Beis Medrash. So when he came later, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asked Eliyahu, "No, where were you? You were late today. We didn't have a chance to learn." So Eliyahu HaNavi said, "I'm sorry, but you know, this morning I had a lot going on. I had to wake up Avram Avinu, wash his hands, bring him to davening, and then I had to put him back to sleep. And then I had to do it with Yitzchak. I had to wake up Yitzchak Avinu, get him dressed, wash his hands, get him to davening, and then put him back to sleep. And then I had to do it with the grandson also. I had to do Yaakov. I had to get Yaakov Avinu up in the morning. I had to wash his hands, get him dressed, get him ready, go to davening, and then put him back to sleep." So obviously there's a lot to unpack over there regarding what he was doing. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asks Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, "I don't understand. Just wake them all up at the same time. Wake up Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov at the same time. Get them all to davening together. Save time. And you come to the Beis Medrash and everything will be solved." So Eliyahu HaNavi says, no, we can't do that. Because if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all daven together at the exact same time, they would bring Mashiach prematurely. And Mashiach would come right away. And they don't want that to happen yet in Shemayim. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was intrigued. So he said to Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, "Is there anybody in this world who can do that? Are there any human beings now who have the power to go and daven in such a way to go bring Mashiach?" So I don't know why Eliyahu HaNavi answered the question, but he answered and he said, "Yeah, Rabbi Chiya and his sons. Rabbi Chiya and his sons, if they were to daven all together, Mashiach would come without a question." So Rebbe said, "I have a good idea. We're calling a meeting. We're going to have a davening. We're going to have a kinas tefillah together. And we're going to get everybody together to daven at once." So they got everybody together in the shul. and they got up to davening, and Rabbi Yechiah came down to daven for the Yamud, and his sons were davening around him. So Rabbi Yechiah began to begin Shmon Esrei, and he got to the phrase, Mashiv HaRuach, and the winds began to howl. Everybody's turning around. He gets the expression, Umorit HaGashem, and it starts to rain. And everybody's getting nervous. It's going to happen. Rabbi Yechiah, his sons are davening. This is a time, we're going to have the coming of Mashiach, it's it. And he's about to get to the expression, Mechaye Mesim. And all of a sudden, they call Eliyahu HaNavi to the basin Shomala. And they tell him, what's going on? What's happening down there? Things are moving and they're not supposed to move. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells them what's going on. I told them, Rabbi Yechiah. So they give Eliyahu lashes, 60 lashes with fire, whatever that means. And Eliyahu HaNavi comes back down to earth and he's dressed as a bear full of fire, a fiery bear. And that's very distracting to everybody in the Beis Medrash. And everybody turns around to look at the fiery bear. Rabbi Yechiah gets distracted. He doesn't say Mechai Mesim. The whole thing falls apart. The whole davening is ruined. And that's it. That's the end of the story. And it doesn't come. So we see that there are people that if put in the right situation in the proper time, they can bring Mashiach right away. There's a big question in the Ramban. The Ramban writes in his Chedushim Bav Metzia, Rabbi Yechiah davened every single day. Why is this different? So he has a Hesbro why this way was different, this situation was different as well. There's also a fascinating comment of Tosfos. Tosfos says in Megillah Daf Chaf Dalet. In Megillah Chaf Dalet, it says that Rabbi Yechiah had a speech impediment. He couldn't recite the letter Ches properly. He had a speech impediment in the way he spoke and he davened. So Tosis asks, I don't understand. Why would a Rebbe have Rav Chia daven for the Amud? Why would he daven for the Tzibor if he has a speech impediment, if he can't daven properly? You can't ask a person to daven for the Amud if they can't enunciate and pronounce the words properly. How could he do such a thing? So Tosis has a whole explanation that Rav Chia, when he wanted to concentrate, he could overcome his speech impediment. It wasn't a problem. So I saw by the Talmud Rebbe, in his Sefer Hemi and Achamuni, he brings a beautiful question from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav asks on Tosas, Tosas, are you out of your mind? You're going to bring Rav Chia down to the Amud. He's going to daven for the coming of Mashiach. We're going to end this right now. Gullus is done. And Tosos is that guy in the back of the shul. I don't know. He doesn't pronounce his ches properly. He shouldn't daven for the Amud. I don't know. He's talking to the Gabbai. He's causing the whole machlokas in the back. Says the Brisker Rav to Tosos, what are you doing? You're complaining he doesn't say his ches properly. He's going to bring Mashiach right away. And you're complaining that his diktuk is a little bit off. And anyway, choosing the Shliach Tzibur is a din l'chadchila. B'diyevet, it doesn't matter if the Shliach Tzibur is not perfect. That's a din l'chadchila. B'diyevet, it's fine for Chia Davin. Who cares? So says the Brisker Rav, something so important. He says, we don't push aside diktuk halacha even for a big idea. Even for the coming of Mashiach. If the halacha mandates that this is the proper way to act, this is the proper way to conduct yourself, you don't push that aside for a big idea for the rest of the tzibur. Halacha is halacha at the end of the day. And you don't push it aside. That's the vort from the Brisker Rav. Not related totally to our point, but I couldn't let the Gemara go by without that idea. Whatever your hasagos are, whatever your dreams are, to fix the world, to make the world a better place, and to change everything, it does not come at the expense of a siman in Shulchan Aruch. No halacha is changed, even for the coming of Mashiach, as it may have been in this particular case. Let's just end with a beautiful comment from the Munkacha Rebbe. The Munkacha Rebbe in the Divrei Torah in Chelek Vav discusses this Rashi that we just mentioned. And he quotes his grandfather, B'nai Sastar. Amnam keinhu muvan bazeh, ma sheshamati b'shem kadoshe elyon merabaseinu zichus yagan aleinu, ubeprat b'shem zikini, harav HaKadosh, I heard from the B'nai Sastar. Sheamar pam echas be'eis tzara, I heard once Beis Tzara, v'his marmer ma'od ba'amru, and he said, Ribono sha'olam, galui v'yadu l'fanecha, Hashem, you know, she'udos ha'gula shlema, if for the coming of the gula, im hayinu rotzim yichol manachnu l'shibor ha'chomos, if we wanted to, we could break down the walls, ha'mafsikos l'ftoach ha'man alim, l'skaras, to break down those walls for the coming of Mashiach. He said in Yiddish, I told you in Hebrew, but Hashem, you promised us that we shouldn't push too far in our davening. V'hayinu, says the Munkacha Rebbe, Shlo leilech b'koach achreichi chas v'shalom neged utzonu yisbarach shemo, kodem hazman. We can't push the gula more than Hashem already designated. We can't do anything about it. If Hashem wants the Mashiach to come, the Mashiach will come in its time. Aval lo shelo laharbos v'tzilos. But we're not saying that we should not be marb in our tzilos, we should not increase our davening for the coming of Mashiach. Ki adarabba. Yadua darko b'kodesh. Ki kol yamav harbe b'tzilos v'chios m'ora achareim. We know that the Bnei Yisrael spent many, many days davening and crying for the coming of Mashiach. Rak al gul shleima. And this is the point we want to make. Hashem has his cheshbon when the Mashiach is going to come. Hashem has his time when it's going to be. But that doesn't mean that it's not our responsibility to push ourselves, to increase our tefillos, to focus in our davening, to focus in our ability to ask for the coming Mashiach, and to give every ounce we can to be Metzapel Yeshua through the vehicle of tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Tzav Amar.